Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter. Well, hello again, everybody. Welcome back to Thinks Out Loud. Today is the walking wounded edition of Thinks Out Loud. I'm fighting some sort of cold, but hopefully I can fight on through and leave you with all kinds of good stuff this week. We're going to kick right in. There's, you know, a handful of things that I want to talk about that really build on, stuff we've talked about a lot here over the years, the year and a half or so we've been doing the show. But as we go into a new year, it's always a good time to take a step back and take a look and say, okay, what's important? Where do we need to focus? And I've been thinking a lot lately about how you go about and build your strategy, how you build your internet marketing strategy, your web marketing strategy, your digital marketing strategy in a way that works in an ever-changing world. Fast Company has this site that they call Coexist or Co.exist. I'm not sure how you pronounce it. But they list what they call the world-changing ideas for 2014. And it's a series of big ideas, like things that will change how we view the world. You know, some examples are things like a drone will save a life, right? A robot will actually go in and help save somebody in a way that people can't today. Or, you know, you'll go for your next medical checkup and you'll swallow a sensor. You know, your doctor will view you from the inside. Now, I realize those don't have a lot to do with web strategy, but they speak to the incredible amount of change that is ongoing. I'm sure most of you saw the news this week that Google bought Nest. And I think you all know, I don't talk about gear much, I don't talk about devices much, and I certainly don't talk about mergers and acquisitions very much. But the reason this is kind of interesting is that Google bought this technology company that makes smart thermostats. Now, I think it's very much a data play. It's very much Google trying to get more data about how customers interact with technology every single day. And it starts leading towards a smarter home. So, you know, how can you, as a strategist, as a marketer, actually be ready when you look at the horizon and think, my gosh, things that we take for granted right now could be really different in just 12 months' time? I mean, swallowing a sensor, drones saving lives, thermostats that function like little intelligent devices and do, you know, cool stuff beyond just regulate the temperature. You know, how do you plan for that? And the reason I'm spending so much time talking about this now is because you can. It's not easy, but you absolutely can do it. And there's two ways to do it. The first is you have to have a longer-term sense of your goals. Now, I always make a big distinction between your goals and your objectives. Your goals are very big picture, very abstract, sometimes tough to measure, you know, but your view of where you want to end up or where you think you're going to end up or what you would want it to look like, right? If you closed your eyes and sat there and said, okay, 10 years from now, this is how I see my world. This is how I see my business. This is how I see my career. Those are your goals. They're not quite so time-bound. They're not quite so measurable. They're more just about big picture. Where do you want to be? And your objectives are much more time-bound. They're shorter term. Where do you want to be a year from now? Where do you want to be, you know, 6 months from now? And it's a matter of having those both in mind. Now, I wrote a post earlier this week that talked about sort of a minimalist guide to e-commerce strategy. And I said, first, you got to start with your customer, which actually, now that I'm thinking about it, there's actually a step zero. You've got to start with your goals. You've got to start with your goals and your objectives of where you want to end up, because those aren't going to change. No matter if, you know, technology comes into people's homes that we don't see yet, if your goal is to be the best restaurant in town, if your goal, now remember I'm saying goals here, not objectives, if your goal is to be the best restaurant in town, or to be the best dry cleaner in town, or to be the greatest hotel in your market, right? Or the best value hotel in your market. That doesn't change no matter what happens from a technology perspective, right? Your goal is about where you want to be in a far more abstract, far less measurable way. Your objectives may change, because your objectives may be, okay, we're going to grow internet traffic. We're going to grow mobile traffic by 40%. And you may discover that wearables come into the market, and now you don't care as much about mobile. Now you care more about wearables. It may not be a perfect example, but I think you get the point. The idea here is your goals separate sort of the big picture from the things that are less within your control, things that are going to change, you know, day in and day out, right? So your goal is not, I want to increase traffic 100% to my website, because maybe a year from now we won't be talking about websites. I can't imagine that, but you don't want to get so locked in. You want your goals to be, we want to be the number one provider of our service to our customers and to our market. And then it doesn't matter what happens from a technology perspective. Now, once you have your goals and your objectives in place, then you have to start with your customer. You have to think about, what does your customer want? Because your customers really have goals of their own. They have goals and objectives that they want to accomplish. And if your goals and objectives conflict with their goals and objectives, you're going to lose every time. You want them to align with one another, and you want to help your customers achieve their goals. And to do that, you want to develop a data-driven culture. Because you can't actually help your clients, your customers, achieve their goals and their objectives if you don't know what they are. And you have to know what they are. The data will tell you what they are. I say again and again and again, the market will tell you when you get it right. So put your focus on gathering the data. I don't just mean big data, because big data can be complicated. I just mean enough data that tells you, are we getting it right? Are we doing the right thing that helps our customers achieve their goals and achieve their objectives? Then test. Every time you've got a hypothesis, every time you think, wow, you know what we ought to do? We ought to do X. Great, test it. Show it to half your customers and see if they respond differently than the other half. Show it to 10% of your customers and see if they respond differently than the other 90%. Right, there's all kinds of tools that can help you to do that, that range from fairly sophisticated and fairly complex to really pretty inexpensive. Take your email list and only send an email to 10% of your email list. And see if what you think is true actually is true. Because that will help you move towards your objectives and move towards your goal. And then you just want to apply what you're learning from that. You want to take that information and you want to build on it. And as I said the other day in this post, lather, rinse, repeat. Start with your customer, get the data, test your theories, apply what you learn, and then do it again and do it again and do it again. Because ultimately, that's what's going to help you drive results for your business and help you analyze and adapt to the changes in the marketplace. You know, that's really critical to where the market is going and knowing how to do the right things for your customers. I have a bunch of clients who are doing really well with Pinterest. I have a bunch of clients who are doing really well with Instagram. I guarantee you, when we started talking to them 2-3 years ago more, we weren't talking about Pinterest or Instagram or things like that. Because nobody knew. They weren't even on the horizon yet. And that's always going to be true. I get a lot of business. This is a weird thing. Obviously, I'm in professional services. I get a lot of leads from SlideShare. Now, who would think something like that? But again, it's starting with your customer. What do your customers need? Well, in my case, they need knowledge. They need information. Where are they going to get it? Okay, let's develop a theory. Let's develop a hypothesis. Let's use the data to support that and say, does this make sense? And then let's test against that. And then lather, rinse, repeat. Do it again and do it again and do it again. And that way, no matter what changes in the marketplace, you're going to be in much, much better shape for the long run. Now, speaking of what might change in the marketplace, there's a really important piece that I encourage you to read all over on The Verge. The language is NSFW, as they say, not safe for work, but I strongly encourage you to read it because they're talking about net neutrality and what's happening there. And I don't normally get into political stuff here. I don't normally get into activism here or things like that. But net neutrality, no matter what kind of business you are or the size of your business, should matter to you. You want your customers to be able to get to you and your information the same as they can get to anyone else without paying more to reach you than they pay to reach your competitor. Particularly if your competitor turns out to be Apple or Google or Facebook or Amazon or Microsoft. So I encourage you to check that out. Take a look at what that means to you and think about how to apply that to your business as well. Or not apply that, think about how that could affect your business. And then talk to your local legislators, talk to people like that to say, this can't fly. Net neutrality is critical because it will help us grow our business and help the economy as a whole. So that's all I'm going to say about that for right now. And actually, that's all I'm going to say overall right now, because looking at the time on the wall, we're about out of time. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap up. I want to thank you as ever for tuning in and remind you that you can subscribe to the podcast by going to timpeter.com/podcast. Or you can go to iTunes or Stitcher or your favorite podcatcher, do a search for Tim Peter Thinks, Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or just Thinks Out Loud and subscribing there. And with that, I hope you have a fantastic rest of the week. I hope you have a great weekend, and I'll look forward to seeing you right back here on Thinks Out Loud real soon. Take care, everybody.